Support for WAMC comes from Charles Padula DDS, Union Avenue, Schenectady. Cosmetic dentistry, including porcelain laminates, crowns, implants, and Invisalign orthodontics. PadulaDDS.com. Good morning. It's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. The Yankees have had some historic bad luck with a 3-0 ALCS lead, but being on the other side of the coin offered little relief. The Tigers completed their sweep of the Bombers 8-1 last night in Detroit. Miguel Cabrera and Johnny Peralta both hit two-run home runs in the fourth inning as the Tigers took command early. Peralta and Austin Jackson added solo homers later in the rout. Yankee starter C.C. Sabathia was hit hard by the Tigers, giving up 2 home runs and 6 runs in 3 2/3 innings of work. Meanwhile, the Tigers await their World Series fate as the St. Louis Cardinals are one victory away from a chance at winning back-to-back titles. The Cardinals routed San Francisco 8-3 to take a 3-1 lead in the NL Championship Series yesterday. Adam Wainwright hurled 7 innings, allowing just 1 run on 4 hits and striking out 5. In the NFL last night, Alex Smith threw a 12-yard touchdown pass to Delanie Walker late in the third quarter. San Francisco held off the Seahawks 13-6. The Giants host the Redskins at 1 o'clock this Sunday. Jets and Patriots go head-to-head for the 4:25 game, and Buffalo will take on the Titans as well. The NHL and the Players Association agree on one thing. Thursday was a bad day at the negotiating table. No new talks have been scheduled, and the possibility of a full hockey regular season is quickly shrinking. Finally this week, Dutch Bank Rabobank is ending its sponsorship of professional cycling, saying the trust in the cycling world has gone following publication of the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency's explosive report on Lance Armstrong. The bank said today that it will halt 17 years of sponsoring men's and women's professional teams at the end of 2012. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.